Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a roller mid-bass stack for that 90s-inspired darkness, the kind of sound that lives in old-school jungle and rolling DNB and just keeps moving. The goal here is not to make one giant flashy bass patch. The goal is to build a stack that grooves with the drums, leaves space for the snare, and holds that deep, mooey pressure bar after bar. If you've ever heard a classic roller and thought, why does this feel so heavy even though the bass line is pretty simple? That's what we're going for. It's all about rolls. One layer holds the low end, one layer gives the body and movement, and one layer adds edge and tension. Think in rolls, not just in sounds. First thing, start with the drums, not the bass. In Ableton Live 12, make yourself a simple breakbeat loop or a chopped amen style pattern. Keep it around 170 to 174 BPM if you want that true jungle and old school DNB energy. Put the snare where it needs to live, usually strum on 2 and 4, and then let the break chops and kick pattern shape the feel around it. This matters because roller bass is rhythm. If the drums are not established first, the bass will either fight them or feel disconnected. Now let's build the sub. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Load operator. On oscillator A, choose a sine wave. Keep it clean, keep it simple, and keep it mono. Drop the octave down if needed, usually -1 or -2 depending on the key and the register. The idea is that this layer should be felt more than heard. It should be the weight under the whole stack. Write a very simple bass phrase. If you're just starting out, use only 1 to 3 notes in a bar or 2 bar loop. Let the notes breathe. Leave gaps where the snare and break hits can speak. That space is a big part of the old school vibe. Don't try to fill every corner. In this style, less often hits harder. For note choice, stay close to the root. Maybe root to minor third or root to fifth. Then back to root. Keep it dark and uncomplicated. Use short note lengths at first. Maybe eighth notes or quarter notes. If the loop feels too rigid, try slightly different lengths before changing the notes themselves. A short note can feel punchier, while a slightly longer note can glue into the next drum hit. If you want a tiny bit of character, you can add saturator after operator, but keep it subtle. Just a little drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB, and soft clip on if it helps. Don't widen the sub. Don't chorus it. Don't overprocess it. The sub is the anchor. Next, build the mid-res layer. Create another MIDI track and call it MIDRES. Load Waveeditable. Use 2 saw waves, detune them slightly, and keep the movement controlled. A little unison can work too, but stay subtle. We're not making a huge modern neuro bass here. We want a gritty, slightly unstable mid layer that feels like it's breathing with the break. Start with a low pass or band pass filter, depending on how dark you want the sound. Then add saturator with a bit more drive than the sub, maybe 2 to 6 dB. That gives the layer some dirt and attitude. Follow that with auto filter if you want more shaping, and use EQ8 to cut away the low end, below roughly 90 to 120 Hz so this layer stays out of the sub's way. This is a really important lesson in bass design. If two layers are trying to own the same part of the spectrum, the groove gets muddy fast. The sub owns the bottom. The mid layer owns the body and motion. That separation is what makes the stack feel strong. For MIDI, you can copy the same notes from the sub, or simplify even more and let the mid layer only hit the more important notes. The point is not to create a second melody. The point is to add pressure and movement under the drums. The best roller basses often feel like they're just nudging the groove forward rather than shouting for attention. Now add the top texture layer. Create a third track called Tito P texture. This is your grit, your edge, your little bit of nervous energy. You can use Waveeditable again, or operator, or a resampled noise type patch if you want. Set up a sound that lives higher up, then high pass it heavily so it doesn't compete with the other layers. Somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz is a good starting point for the high pass. Add saturator here too, but don't go crazy. This layer can take a little more drive than the others because it's not carrying weight. Its job is to help the bass read on smaller speakers and give the whole stack some attitude. Think of it like seasoning, not the main meal. This top layer should stay sparse. Don't put it on every note. Use it on selected notes, maybe as an answer to the main bass phrase, or bring it in for the last couple bars of a drop. In a jungle setting, this kind of layer can suggest a rough sampled texture, which adds that underground feel without getting too polished or modern. Now group all three tracks into a bass stack group. This is where the stack starts acting like one instrument. Put an EQ8 on the group if needed to clean up mud, especially around 200 to 400 Hz if things get cloudy. Use utility to keep the low end centered and check mono compatibility. If the bass stack feels too huge, don't rush to boost it. First, lower the mid layer a little. Often that fixes the problem faster than changing the sub. A really useful habit is to compare the bass with the drums at low volume. If the groove still makes sense when it's quiet, that usually means the balance is working. In DNB, the arrangement has to survive low volume. If it only feels good when it's loud, it probably needs more clarity. Now let's talk about the real secret. The rhythm. A roller bassline lives or dies by its phrasing. It's not just about the sound design. It's about where the notes land. Try placing notes a little before or after the beat. Not exactly on every grid point. Leave room for the snare. Let the bass answer the break rather than crowd it. A simple two bar idea could be this. In bar 1, the bass hits on the 1, then does a short note before beat 3. In bar 2, let it answer after the snare, then leave a gap. That kind of push and pull creates the rolling feeling. It gives the drum space to breathe while the bass keeps the energy moving. You can also vary note lengths inside the phrase. Try a few short notes and a couple slightly longer ones. That little change can make the loop feel much more alive. Sometimes people think they need a complicated synth patch, but often it's just the rhythm of the notes that makes the bass feel authentic. Now bring in a little movement with automation. Keep it subtle. That's the key. You're not trying to turn the bass into a huge evolving sound design monster. For the mid layer, automate the filter cutoff a little over 4 or 8 bars. Maybe open it slightly at the end of a phrase and close it back down after the fill. On the top layer, you could automate a bit more saturation during the second half of the drop. Small changes go a long way in this style. You can also use arrangement contrast. In the first 8 bars, keep the bass a little more closed and restrained. Then in the next 8 bars, open the filter a touch or bring in the top texture layer more often. Near a transition, even muting the sub for one beat can create a really nice bit of tension. Sometimes removing a layer hits harder than adding one. Now let's make sure the low end is behaving. Keep the sub mono. Keep the low frequencies centered. Don't let the stack get too wide below about 120 Hz. If the snare is getting buried, pull back the mid layer around 200 to 500 Hz. If the bass sounds harsh, tame the top layer a bit around 2 to 5 kHz. And if the whole stack feels weak, don't immediately overboost the mids. Bring the sub up slightly first. That's one of the big beginner lessons here. In old school DNB, heaviness often comes from contrast and discipline, not from sheer volume. The drums are sharp, the sub is clean, and the mid layer sits in the pocket. That's what creates power. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the bass too wide. Keep the sub mono and be careful with stereo effects. Don't let every layer carry low end. The sub owns the bottom. Period. Don't write a bass line that ignores the groove of the drums. If the snare feels crowded, move the bass away from it. And don't overdo the distortion. A little saturator can add attitude, but too much can make the bass fuzzy and thin instead of heavy. Also, don't use too many notes. A roller often works because it's simple. Fewer notes can hit harder than busy ones. And don't forget arrangement contrast. A little dropout, a thin section, or a bar of breathing room can make the next return feel massive. If you want to take it a step further, resample the bass once it feels good. This is a big one. Print the bass stack to audio, then chop, fade, reverse, or reprocess the audio. That can bring out little bits of character that MIDI synths don't naturally suggest. You can also try alternate rhythm versions, where one pattern is used for 2 bars and a slightly different one appears in the next 2 bars. Same notes, different gaps. That tiny variation can make the loop feel like a full arrangement. Another nice trick is a pickup note. Put a short note just before the main hit to create urgency. Or shadow one note in a different octave, but only once or twice, like punctuation. Don't do it everywhere. The goal is tension, not clutter. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set Ableton to 172 BPM. Load a breakbeat and a snare pattern. Build a sub layer with operator using a sine wave. Add a wave-eatable mid-res layer with mild saturation. Add a top texture layer with high-pass filtering and some grit. Write a 2-bar phrase using only 3 to 5 notes, and make sure there's at least one clear gap for the snare. Automate one filter movement over 4 bars. Group the layers, check the balance in mono, and then bounce the loop to audio and listen back right away. The goal is simple. Make something that could sit under a dark jungle or old-school DNB drop and feel right, not something that just sounds huge and solo. So the recap is this. Build your roller bass in layers. Keep the sub clean and mono. Use the mid layer for body and movement. Use the top layer for grit and edge. Let the drums lead the rhythm. Use simple notes, smart spacing, and small automation moves. And always remember, in this style, groove beats size. That's the kind of bass stack that keeps rolling. Dark, focused and moving. Let's keep building.